So, hello again, everybody. I am getting ready to do my section of project day. I've got to run something out to the recycle bin. And I don't think I'm going to do that right yet. But anyway, I'm going to get, some things started here. I'm going to, you know what, this needs to go in the dishwasher. That, what you're hearing, if you check out Shawnee68's booze, you will find out what that sound is all about. In the meantime, I am commencing to have a bit of fun of my own here. Excuse me. So I'm getting ready to chop up a few. We have some nice, they're decent sized red potatoes. Otherwise, I'd put them in the hole. However, I'm going to be chopping up. I love a lot of potatoes and a lot of carrots in my roast. I think Shawnee's the same way. So I'm getting out a batch of potatoes right now. Get washed up. Whoa, guys. And so momentarily, I'm going to pause this till I get to that point. But you'll be hearing me doing some cutting up, and I'll kind of describe what I'm doing from there. So. Okay, so let's try this again. A little phone call interrupt there. Anyway, so I've gotten my potatoes out, and I am commencing the rinsing process of the... Ouch, that's some hot new stuff. Woohoo! Honey. Of my potatoes. I got... chose my weapon of choice, as it were, for being the cut-up. And getting the potatoes cleaned so that they are ready for action. That's something I always do. Had the, excuse me, roast setting out. Most of the day defrosting on a device called a Miracle Thaw, and a metal plate with little ridges on it. And yes, folks, I think this is going to be at least a two-parter. But anyway, that being aside, it has little feet that elevate it, and it does exactly as the name implies. It thaws things out rather quickly. It's really kind of neat how it works. There's no power hookup to it at all. It's just all done with the natural flow of hot air that comes up underneath of the bottom part of the tray. And somehow it does expedite the defrost process. And of course, little tracks on it cause whatever kind of condensation to go away from the particular food item that you're defrosting. That's not a very good spot in this potato. Ew. Getting that out of there. So I'm going to do that. I've got about 8 potatoes set up here. And again, these are the red potatoes. And I'm going to do that. I've got some baby carrots that I'm going to I think I'm just going to toss those in whole. A nice big old bag of them that I'm going to work from here. And going to throw in some onion soup mix. All this is going into a crock pot. And can, I'm going to put it on low and have it cook, hopefully, throughout this evening and into the night. And that way, by tomorrow morning, voila, we will have a very beautiful set of meals. And Sean has done a couple booze on her portion of the project day. And I'm about to grab me another potato here. Good. Okay. I've got three down, five to go here. I'm going to pause this for a minute. So, as you can tell, the water is now shut down. I'm going to commence to being a cut up here. And grabbing a container so as I have a good place to put my potatoes that I'm cutting up. How do I want to do that? I usually do it the other way around.
No?
No?
No, because the grease drips down.
Okay, so yeah, I would say, all right, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so do you want me to come in
yeah, let me, I'll tell you what, that's a good point. Let me go get the crock pot, get that place where I'm going to put it here. And I'll definitely have you do that.
To make it go a little faster for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That works.
If you cook it on high, it should probably be done by 11 or 12.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I've got the crock pot out and ready to roll here. Indeed, this is going to be a two-parter, and Sean's doing a reply to a boo in the other room, so that's the voice action that you hear going, and I'm cutting these in, in fourths, basically. And basically in eighths. Sean, the crock pot is up to the right of the stove, hon, if you so desire. No problem, baby. So I don't like the way that's doing. There. Whoa. So yeah, you know, cutting these up, it's not really all that terribly hard. And there's my sweet love.
And where is the old carrots, dear?
They are in the crisper drawer, right side.
You realize this isn't clean?
No.
Some people put things away dirty.
Can I say frustrating?
Well, can I just say it's a wonder we don't have bugs?
Yeah.
If you're... I don't know who's doing this, but if you're cleaning by sight,
Yeah.